How many know that God is a good God? Amen. How many of you really know that? Amen. How many know you are special? Yes. All right, since you know that, turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's look at verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Because we are special. And it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Man, that ought to ignite your fire. That you are a special kind of people that God ordained just for himself. I am a royal priesthood and holy nation. You need to put your name in there. A peculiar people, that I should show forth the praise of him who have called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. In which in time past, I was not a people, but I am now the people of God. Hallelujah. Which had not obtained mercy, but now I have obtained mercy. See, when you start reading it personally, it changes the whole atmosphere about that verse to me. Because you are chosen. You are special. And for that reason, we need to acknowledge not only God, but we need to acknowledge that we are part of the kingdom. And as a kingdom representative in the earth, that I represent him in my royal priesthood. Man, I'm going to tell you. See, this is why we need to up everything about our life. That just don't up the way you do your hair a little bit different. Up everything. And God will provide for you because he wants you to show forth his glory. He will provide for you. Why? Because you're a dignitary. You're a dignitary. You are not the scum of the earth. You're not in Lodabar. You are part of the kingdom. And there is a royal priesthood that's resting on you. And if you go back in the Bible and you see how the priests lived, it would change your mind. Because they were doing the work of the kingdom. Therefore, they were provided for very well. Because they weren't supposed to get out of here the 9-to-5 job. Doing the kingdom was their job. Now, those of you that got employment, that's not what he's... And you're still a priest. But you ought to be believing God that one day you can come out of that zone and then you go back and be an ambassador in it. But it not be your way, the way you retire. You know, that word in itself when you think about retiring, because we think, somebody said, well, I'm going to travel when I retire. That's nice. Where the kingdom in that? Where are we going to get out and do the work? Because you are royalty, and royalty represents. Say royalty. Royalty. Represents. Now, don't get your cue from everybody that's over in England, because sometimes they do it wrong. That's the man-made version of it. But God has called you royalty. Therefore, because you are a chosen generation... One translation says, you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you, say you, now say me, will broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. Therefore, we give back to the one that has given so much to us. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet.